Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Ayin Vav. And just before we start the new world of Hasochar as Ha'umnin, just one Hosafa from yesterday, and that is the Maritz Chayes notes that he is not sure who the Shammai is, or who the Hillel is in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. V'chein haya Hillel omer lo talva isha kika lachaverta, lending the bread, and the Maritz Chayes here wonders, Hillel ze eini odea mihu. Kiva de Huskar b'Mishnah, right? Since he's Muskar in the Mishnah, it must be that he's a Tana. V'hila zakein lo matzanu lo plugta im Shammai rak b'shlosh advarim. There's only three machlokos, but we know between Shammai and Hillel, way before the machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ubi Yerushalmi perak Beis de Chagiga Mosif, Shad Shammai v'Hillel lo haya machlokos b'Yisrael rak b'smicha. V'Shammai v'Hillel nechluku b'gimel dvarim chadashim, v'im tzir of smicha nasa arba v'lo yoter. V'kan matzinu plugta. So I wondered who is this Hillel? Is this the same Hillel that we're used to? Shuvnas Yashafti Bidaiti Man Lemalan Dosan Chachamim, who say the Chachamim that argues with Hillel Hayabne Doro? Maybe Shema Besin Shalachar Hillel with Pizanicha. In Shammai and Hillel's day, there was only three, but maybe there were those after the generation of Hillel that came along and started arguing, and that's why this could be the same Hillel, but it wouldn't be on the list of all the other machlokos. Then he quotes the Gemara that we're familiar with, the Mishnah that we're familiar with from the Seder. Hillel haya korech pesach matzah umarar. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, chalukan alav chaver val Hillel. So midaka lashon chaverim al karchak bnei doro haya v'gam sham iefshar lefareish rak al hillel abavli. He continues, but his issue is he leaves a betzarachian. Who was this Hillel? If this was the same Hillel that we're used to, you know, why isn't this on the list of the other machlokas that were mentioned? Okay, interesting ha'ara. And now we start the new world of Hasocher es Ha'umnin. Hasocher es Ha'umnin is all about issues of relationships between employers and employers, right? Continuing the derech of Seder Nezikin, all different types of interpersonal relationships. And remember, the Baba Kama was all about Mazik and Geneva and Gzela. Those were really the three major issues there. And here in Baba Metzia, many different topics. The first two prakim being about Hashavas Aveda. The third parak being about the issues of Shomrim. The fourth parak being about issues of transactions and Onah. The fifth parak being about Ribbis. And now we get to the sixth parak, which starts our discussions of employers and employees. The first, Hasocher. Hasocher es Ha'umnin, before we get to the next parak of Hasocher es Ha'poalim. And then we get to the real discussions of the Shomrim in parak Hashoel. Okay. Let us start now, Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Hasocher es Ha'umnin. If somebody hires out workers, v'hitu zezeh. So before we even get to the case, hiring out workers, we might say, just seems like the chiyuv of a worker to pay a worker is a svara, is logical. There's nothing gzeres hakasiv-ish about it. Just paying workers. There's even a mitzvah daraisa to pay workers on time. B'yom motitein scharo, as we, Be'ez Hashem, will talk about in the paragraph. Shechter has an Eretz Tzvi in Siman Chavtes, a couple of nafkaminas related to the fact that it could be that Tzchiris Po'olim isn't just what we would call a hischaivus midas. You know, I can obligate myself to anything. I can obligate myself to hodas valdin, kibay edim dami. So I can obligate myself to owe you. I remember the Rambam that we like to discuss, Parshas Yisro and Mishpatim time, where the Rambam says, I can obligate myself to anything as long as it is finite. I can't say I obligate myself to anything you say, because that's the Davar She'eino Katzuv, and that doesn't work. And that's the Beis Halevi's Karsha in Parshas Mishpatim. How did Nasav and Nishma work? After all, the Rambam says you can't be mischayiv yourself to a Davar She'eino Katzuv. So how did we, assuming that we have to follow halachic mechanisms, how did we say, oh, Hashem will do whatever you say? How does that work? So that's what the Beis HaLevi says, we didn't say that. Really, we just accepted to be Avdei Hashem. If I accept to be an Eved, then step two, I have to do whatever the Adon tells me. That's fine. It's just that I can't directly obligate myself to a Davar She'eino Katzuv. But if I do, so then I obligate myself. So, in Eretz Tzvi, he explains there, it could though still be that Schiris Poalim, out of all obligations, is not just a Hischaivus Midas. But once we create the Poel and the Balabayas relationship, then there are rules of the Torah that kick in, and there could be nafkaminas between the two. Just one example, Pachos Mishaveh Pruta. Right? You can't really be mischayev yourself to pachas bishav pruta, because that's in the world of dini mamonis. But maybe by schiras paulim, it's a rule breaker. It's xeris akasa that you're chayev, and maybe you'd be chayev even for pachas bishav pruta, right? Could the other, could you be mischayev on a ba'en, other nafkaminas, but let's just keep that in mind as we, continue going through the parak, and be'l Hashem, it will, come up. So, asocher es ha'umnin. If somebody hires an uman, what exactly is an uman? How is he different than any other type of workers? There are different words used just by way of contrast. The next parak, right? Hasocher is a poalim. What's the difference? Says Tosfos, Hasocher is a umnin, mashmalei, bein beschir yom, bein bekablanus. Umnin means to include either a worker that's paid by the day or a worker that's paid by the job. Bein beschir yom, bein bekablanus. Avo bepirkin bebasar achi, but in the next parak, later on in daf pe gimel, nakat poalim, mishum de poalim, lo mashma el eschire yom. A poal is mashma, a day worker. A uman is more inclusive, and we want to include both here. That's why we use the word uman. But poel is only mashma schiram de bahachi mairi, because that's what it is talking about over there. If you look at the Tiferes Yisrael, he has a different shop. Why does it say the word uman here? He says there are a couple of types of workers for that we could talk about. Begimel ofanim, first Tiferes Yisrael in the parak. Begimel ofanim efshar sheyaseh ha'adam malacha lachaviro. There are three ways that I can obligate myself to do work for you. O shesachru lachom malacha sheyizdamein ba'oso yom v'anim kreschir yom. I hire you for the day. You promise and obligate yourself to do whatever I want you to do. Right, that's but it's katsuv, it's finite. It's finite for today. For today, I will hoe and I will rake and I will schlep, whatever you want. That's schir yom. Oh, shesach v'la malacha yadua ba'oso yom, or a specific malacha in that day v'hu anikra poel. That's a poel. Oh, shescharo l'shalim lo schar kol malacha v'lo l'fi yom v'hu anikra kablan. Or I'm going to pay you for the job, not dafka for the day, and that's a kablan. Ulam kulam mashma'utan l'rov she'ovdim bekoach gufan. But almost all of them are where there's physical labor involved. I'm going to physically do something. V'lo bedavar she'tzarech limud v'haskala. It's not a specific skill or talent. It's basically something that everybody can do. Most things, schlepping, hoeing, plowing. Kechot ve'etzim v'shoavim mayim la'avod l'masa. Aval, kol maisa charesh v'choshev shetzorach limud harbe. But if you have a very specialized skill, you have an artisan, ahu nigra uman. That's an uman. Kechayat v'sandlar v'chadome. Like a tailor or a shoemaker. The uman says uman here, but it means all of them. But let me just tell you the difference between the Lashonos. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, uman is someone who has specific talent. Right? Where does he get this from? He doesn't quote it, but it could be the Unkelus. Right? The Unkelus on Meleches Machshavas in Parshas Vayakel. How is Meleches Shabbos described? Meleches Umanvan. Right? That's the Unkelus on that pasuk where we learn out all of the halachos of Malachas Machshavas. But that's exactly what an uman is. But again, he says it's not dafka an uman here. We should just know that is what an uman is, where there is a specialized skill, not more a generic universal activity that anyone can do. So with all that background, now let's see what the Mishnah says. Hasofer so umne v'hitu zezeh. Somebody hires out an uman, a craftsman. V'hitu zezeh. And they trick each other. We'll see a machlokas in the Gemara. What does trick each other mean? Does that mean the workers tricked the balabayas, or does that mean the workers tricked each other? Sounds like hitu zezeh, not 100% clear. Umnin is a plural, but we'll see. Ein lam zezeh ala taromes. There is no financial claim against each other. The tricked party does not have any claim. He only has complaining. Taromes. The Mishnah has to tell us here that he can have taromes on him. Chassam Sofer on the next daf, on Ayin Vav, on our daf, says, because generally, you're not allowed to have taromes against your fellow Jew. You know, for no reason. You can't just complain and make up stories. So, but here, it's a yes, you have taromes, because he messed you up. It's kind of like Grama B'Dizakin Putter. As we mentioned a couple of days ago, it might be Putter, it's still us, or he did something wrong if somebody damages me, but they're a grumma. But it's only taromis. So, we'll continue. Sachar es hachamar ves hakadar. If somebody hires a donkey driver or a kadar, what is a kadar in this context? Rashi, Baal Karon, a wagon driver. right? Not a potter, but a wagon driver. Lohavi preferid v'chalilim l'kal olameis. I hired you to bring a lot of paraphernalia for a wedding or for a levaya, right? For the chalilim, the flutes. I want you to bring it for a kala or for a mace. Upoalim, or I hire out workers. Laha'alos pishtanom and amishra. I'm soaking my flax. If they soak too long, then they're going to get ruined. So I hired Poalim to take my flax out of the soaking. V'chol davar sha'avet, or any other davar ha'avet situation where I have caused a loss. V'chazru b'ahed, and the workers retracted, and now I'm stuck. So, makum she'ein sham adam, if it's a place where I can't just get another worker quickly for the same price. So, socher alehen, I'm allowed to hire out other workers at their expense. I can go find whatever I need at their expense. So Cher Alehen, Rashi says, Bnei Adam Biyoker, right? More expensive, because what could I do? I can't find any workers at their price. Va Alehem L'Shalem, Rashi says. And they have to pay for it. Or, says the Mishnah, O Matan. Or I could trick them. I could offer them more money, even though I really have no intention of giving them more money. But they're causing me a loss here, and this is what I'm allowed to do. That is next case. Let's talk about that for a little bit. First of all, Tosva says all of these are Davar Ha'avid. I'm going to lose the flax. I'm going to lose the other things. How is the wedding case of Davar Ha'avid? So there's no flutes, right? Or the case of the Levaya. Tosva says, bottom Tosva, Davar Ha'avid, Chashivle Sha'ata Zmanohu Lasos. Ooh. Davar Ha'avid, because it's the time of the wedding. And if you don't have the, if you don't get it now, then the wedding is going to be different. There's going to be a qualitatively different, wedding. Again, not financially, but in terms of, the experience of the wedding. The Ritva here says, there are two types of Davar Ha'avid. And this, clarifies it. Says the Ritva, there is V'naka Davar Ha'avid B'trei Gavri, Oshi Ish Avedas Mamon Mamish, Dumya de la ha'alos pishtano min amishre, o b'di'ika hefsid ritzono, shalo nase kavanoso, umisachrin maisav, kigona hid demes v'kala. Right, it's not a financial davar of it, but I want this to be at the wedding. And it's not going to be that. I want them to use this chuppah. And they're not going to use this chuppah. Okay, they'll get married, but they're not going to use this chuppah. And this is a family chuppah, and I want this to be used. So that is a davar ha'avid in that regard as well. Again, we find this in other contexts also. You can't, but you don't. It's not that we're allowed to exactly bring over the definitions, right? We know the most common davar ha'avid context where it comes up is chalamoid. One of the five heterim of malachas chalamoid is davar ha'avid. So what does that mean? If I'm going to be really upset about something, that I'm allowed to do the malacha? You might not have the same exact definitions between one case and the other case. But sometimes there is somewhat that is, something that is, doesn't have to be financial there either. Remember the poskim say in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, writing Chidushei Torah. Right? Even though one is not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, Stam, but writing Chidushei Torah you're allowed to write. Why can't you just write it after Yantif? Quote the Mishnah Berurah, quotes earlier poskim, Ein Lecha Davar Ha'avid Gadol Mizeh. If I'm not going to write my Chidushei Torah, either I'm going to forget them, and I'm not going to write them down even after Yantif, and even if I remember them, but I have a different chiyuv to come up with new Chidushim after Yantif, in the time that I'm writing the old ones. So, Ein Lecha Davar Ha'avid Gadol Mizeh. So again, that's another example of a non-financial Davar Ha'avid. So that's what the Ritva here says, and Tosas also, that's what's meant in the Mishnah, and even that allows for this financial, action that is taken by the employer to hire others at a higher price or to trick them. The Ritva also says here that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no chalipin done. V'das b'ri'a rav she'ein kol dinei mishnasenu v'gemara da'ala ela b'misha sachar po'alim ba'mira b'lo kinyin. Everything in the Mishnah is about where there wasn't a kinyin chalipin for shibutim. She'im nischaivu po'alim b'kinyin Hare hamalachu mutelas alayhen. Because if there was a kinyan, then they have an even stronger achrayus. V'afilu imne'ensu chayavin lashlim al yadon o adi achayrim. Then even if an onis occurs, not just if it's their fault. Olo shalim ashifsid balabayis. V'hu adi kishakim lukfar kol scharan. Also, if they also got paid in full, they would also have that responsibility. As the Ritva adds that hosafa, that our mission is a case where there was no kinyan chalipin to
to obligate them.
Could the Baal Bais force them? Like get henchmen and just force them so he can hire others at their expense. He can trick them. Can he force them? So says the Chazon Ish, no. There's no shibud haguf. Okay, we're going to get nuggets throughout this parak about the relationship. So two or three today. So the Chazon Ish says, in Baba Kama, Simen Chaf Gimel, there is no shibud haguf. Like by a malve and a love, as we mentioned, Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a shibud hachasav and a shibud haguf, where I owe you. The love is mishubad to the malve. Is the poel mishubad to the maskir, to the balabayas? Says the Chazon Ish, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Ches, no. To call a dinim bein balabayis v'poalim who le'inyin chiyav mamon v'shiba nechasef. Aval gufo lavod, enu meshubad la'olam. Not meshubad. V'yav agav the priest balchov mitzvah v'kofen oso, and even though it's a mitzvah, the bezel might force you to pay priest balchov, that concept. V'kol makam in kofen oso la'avod lehistaker b'shvil l'shalim chov. Right, that's the, it's limited. It's a different type of shibud than when it comes to a malva and a lova. Okay, let's continue again. There's Chashuk Yecheved here, as you can imagine, as a lot of different cases because of all of the Lamaisa context. Socher Elein Omatan, say his case here, without reading it right now, is somebody's waiting with his family at the bus stop. He's going to a wedding, they're all dressed up, he has 7, 8 kids, they're all waiting to go to the wedding. And they wait for 40 minutes, the bus is late. Finally, the bus comes, and it doesn't even stop. Because it's full, the bus was late, and there's a lot of people waiting, doesn't even stop. They're going to miss the wedding. So he goes into a taxi, gets a hasa'ah, and is in a different city, costs him a couple hundred shekel. Right? Could he call the bus company, right? Or, you know, socher aleihem, right? You have a service to do, right? I pay my taxes and the bus should come, but bus didn't come. So now what do? I go somewhere else because of the expenses, because you're causing me the loss. I'm not going to be able to be at the wedding, right? If I don't get on this, take a hasa'ah. So is they allowed to sue the bus company or is it the bus driver? Is it the bus driver who came late that caused it to be packed or the bus company? That's his discussion here. Okay. Weiter. Says the Mishnah, last line. So we have the case of Hittu, we have the case of they retracted Hasocha, now we have a couple of general statements that the Gemara will talk about, what exactly is being included in these general statements. Hasocha esa umnin v'chazru bohen. Somebody hired workers, and then after they did part of the work, they stopped. Yadam al hatachtona. Their yad is al tachtona, they have the lower hand. What does that mean? They have the lower hand? So Rashi explains. Bottom Rashi. Yadam al tachtona. Im hukru poalim. Let's say they did half the work and now workers are more expensive. Ve'eni motzi mishig marena bischar shemagia le'elu al ha'asid lasos. Right? I'm not going to find anybody to finish the work based on the rate that I would have paid you and that I paid you originally. Ma'akev mischar mima sha'asu. The Baal Habayis is allowed to withhold any amount on what they did, right? If it would have cost me 4 for the rest of the work, but instead it cost me 10, so I can withhold 6 from your wages, because that's the difference, because if you would have done all the work. Right? So that's in one direction, right? If it costs more, what if the work, now if it's cheaper? What if it's good for the Baal Habayis? Doesn't matter. Then he could pay them for what they did. Right? And he doesn't have to. He just pays them. And in that way, he won't lose. But what do you mean? Maybe they could say, you know what, now it's cheaper, so why don't you give us the difference? Pay the workers, you know, whatever you'd pay them, and that difference we should get. Because after all, you're not losing that, so no. Either way, yadam ala tachtona in both directions. They can't get the extra schar, and they lose based on how much is left to do. That is, if the workers are chozerbo. So continues the Mishnah, in Baal Habayis chozerbo. If the Baal Habayis retracts, and now the workers maybe can't find other work, yadol ataftona, then he loses, and Rashi says, yitain lem gefimasha asu. Again, you have to pay them for what they did. And if it's cheaper to hire workers, still, yitain lem kamasha pasak, he still has to pay them what he agreed to pay them based on the work that they did. Kala Mishane, Yadola Tachtona, the Kala Choser, Bayadola Tachtona. So we'll have to see what each of these are including. Whoever changes, whoever is Choser, Bo, Yado Ala Tachtona. Okay, Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara. The first one is on Amud Aleph. The second one is on Amud Beis. Chazru ze bazeh lo ktani, ela hitu zezeh. It does not say in the Mishnah that they were chozer bo. It doesn't say that they retracted. It just means that they tricked each other. Two people tricked each other. Hitu zezeh. Da atu paulim ahadadi. Sounds like they tricked each other. The Balabais hired workers and the workers tricked each other. So what? How they tricked each other? Hey chidami, what's the case? The Amar Le Balabayas. This is the case. The Balabayas says to an agent, Zil Ogerli Poalim, go hire me workers, Va'azaliu Va'atinu, and somehow the agent tricked the workers. So what's the case? Hey Chidami, E the Amar Le Balabayas Bar Ba, Va'azaliu Amalu Betlasa. The Balabayas says, go hire me workers, I'll give them 4 an hour. And he goes and gets them for 3 an hour. He gets a better deal for the Balabayas. But then the workers find out about it. Like after their work, they realize that the Balabayas had offered 4. So, says the Gemara, Taromes, and then what does the Mishnah say? They only have Taromes. That's the first line we're talking about. So the Gemara says, Taromes, I have it today. Sabra v'kabil, what are they complaining about? They accepted to work for 3. So, okay, the Balabayas had offered more. But Savir v'kabil, they accepted their mochel, and therefore there shouldn't be any Taromes. So it can't be that direction, where the Balabayas said 4 and they said 3, and he said 3. E, what about the opposite? The Balabayas says, hire out for 3. And the agent goes and hires out for 4. So, hechidami, who's paying that extra 1? If the agent says, basically, the Balabayas offered 3, I'm offering you 4, and I'll pay the 1 difference. So, Nesir Lumididei. So, he should have to pay the difference. Right? He should, well, that's not an issue of Taromes. He should have to pay. He obligated himself. Titania, as the Brisa says, Asokar Sapoel, La Asos Bishelo, if somebody hires a worker to work in his own field, the Her Eo Bishel Chavero, but instead he shows him his friend's field, Nosin Los Chara Mishlam. So, the person who did the hiring has to pay him in full. The choser v'notim balabayas masha hinu, and he could go back to the balabayas to get paid for the hana'a that he gave him. So here too, right? He should have to pay. He could pay them the 4, but then the 3 is the one that he could have gotten back from the balabayas because that's what the balabayas agreed to give. So what's that? That can't be the case. There would be more than taromes, right? There would be an obligation of the agent. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha da amalu scharchem al balabayis. Okay, you're right. Where he says the balabayis is going to pay you 4, and the balabayis is going to pay you. Stop there for a minute. Relating back to what we discussed back in the fourth parak, the Shinu Kubetzis here quotes a dea that says there is no ona'a when it comes to a poel. Right, we had back in the fourth parak, is there ona'a by schiris? But that wasn't like schiris hiring out a worker. That was by rentals. So the Gemara's baskana was, yes, because schiris is like mechira liyomei. Tosafos discussed there whether you say that at all over as well. Maybe not. But that's what we said about rentals. There could be ona'a by a rental. But the some Rishonim here say that there's no ona'a by a worker. And the Bach discusses this in a tshuva. He quotes the discussion, he says, Machria, the Bach, Muchach mi Gemara zu, b'machlokas aposkin, b'din adam, shiftiach schum gadol, l'shadchan. Ulo basof, le'achar shenishtadchu, chazer bo, v'rotza l'shalim et ha-machir ha-mukuba bovad. Somebody, a shadchan, you know, says, I'll accept this amount, but later on, after the shidduch is made, the balabayas, the father says, you know what, I'll pay you what the going rate is. Right, so is there ona'a when it comes to a poel? A shadchan is also a poel, right? So is there? So that's a discussion. He proves in this Gemara that nesav lu mididei, right? It sounds like, you know, chayev kedimei kara, right? Whatever you agreed upon, right, at the beginning would have to be used. Interesting discussion. Again, how all of these cases that we're getting into now play out lamaisa in using the rules and applying them into actual cases. So back to the Gemara. So what's the case of hitu zezeh that is only taromes, where the agent says 4, the balabayas would only say 3. So Gemara says, but wait a minute, the lechsi paul, why don't you see what the going rate is? And when they say four, maybe the Baal HaBayis doesn't really have a right to hire out workers for any less. So lo tzricha, diikat the mogar barba, diikat the miskar betlasa. Really, it's three or four. That's the range in the accepted hiring rates. Da amrulay, and this is the taromes. The taromes is that the workers say, ilav da martlon barba, tarchinan umisgarinan barba. Right, if you wouldn't have told us, if you would have offered us four, we would have found somebody else to give us four. We're not accepting three. When there's three or four, we would have tried somebody else. But that's taromas. Yeah, there is taromas. So the Baal HaBayis only wants to pay three. But, you know, there's no financial obligation because he only committed to three. V'ibayasema, or a different shot of what's going on here, that is hachav Baal HaBayis askinan. Here we're talking about where the poalim themselves are independent. They're independent. They're not just workers. They have their own stuff that they could have done. Da amrule ilav da martvan bar ba'a. If you wouldn't have offered us four and given us four, actually, havizila ban milsa lesgure. This is beneath us to do work for three. We're landowners ourselves. We're chashuv people. And therefore, that's the taromes that they have. Number two. Or, let's just do a little more, and then we'll mention a comment of the Rush. Third case. Again, what's the case? The case is where the agent offers four, while the Baal HaBayis had only said, hire me out workers for three. So what's the taromes? Either number one, that they said, oh, we wouldn't have done it. We would have found somebody else to offer us four. Or they're chashuv landowners. They wouldn't have lowered themselves. Or number three, Ibai Yaseim al Olam Bapol Maskinan. Or we're talking about regular workers, but da amrile kiva da martlan bar ba tarchinan v'yavdinan lecha avidita shapirta. But because we were getting four, we did the super work. We put in extra time because we knew we were getting paid four. So that's their taromes. He says, well, I'm sorry, but I only offered three. Says the Gemara, v'lechzi avidatayu. So why don't you just look at their work? Just look at their work and see if it was a work for four and work for three. If it was work for four, maybe they'd have to pay. But Rivka, it's a hole. They dug a hole. Rivka Nami made the Yada. Don't you know even by a hole? To Mali Maya Velo Yadia. No, it's not known. They filled it with water. So it's hard to tell, right, whether this was four work or three work. And that's why it's not known. And the Baal HaBayis could say, I'm not going to pay you more than that. The tour discusses here, what if the Baal HaBayis says, I have no idea? If he says, I have no idea, and there is, you know, in our case, it's kind of like there is no way for him to have known. But the tour, let me quote the Machlokes, the tour quotes in Simon Shin Lamed Beis, Bamedvar Mamurim, Kishain Malachlan Shalva Arba. What if you would know that it was worth, right, they sent the check. What if it was worth four? What does Agamara sound like? Then they have to pay four. Because they did the better work. And he got hana'a that was worth four. Aval im e efshar la moda malacha kami shava elam elish loshev taromasam elish liach. Right, that's what we said. If it's impossible to know, like the water's in the hole, so then their only taromas is on the shliach. Because of harama, quotes the tour, afilu sheomer Baal HaBayis eini yodeya im shava arba im lav de kol hecha de lo ramya ale leda afilu amar eini yodeya. So he adds in, it sounds like it's a separate idea, not just like in our case, where, you know, it's the water was filled up. But what if the Rama says, what if the Baal HaBayis says, Eini Yodea? Wouldn't this be like a case of Eini Yodea, and therefore he should have to take a Shvua? Mitoch Sheini Yachol Yishava Mishalem? Remember the case, somebody comes to me and says, you owe me 100. And I say, I owe you 100, I'm not sure about the other 100, I don't know. So, chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana. So the Gemara says there, we say, well, if you would have said no, then you take a shuva modu mixas. But because you didn't, you say, I don't know. So then, mitoch sheni yachol yishava, you have to swear or you have to pay. So the Bach explains, that's what the Rama here is emphasizing. You don't say that in our case. You don't say that in our case. Because, lo havile lameda, right? It's not a case where he says, eini yodea, and he should have known, like in a case where 100 is borrowed. He should have known how much he borrowed. Says the Bach here, no. Aval hacha lo rami ale leda. Afilu amar eini yodea, lo havile mechuyiv shvuav, eini yachol yishava. And therefore, that's what the tour is emphasizing here, that there's no shvu involved. The Baal HaBayis hired the workers, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Okay. And then the Bach adds in the last line, umashva de patil gamre af mishvuas hesis. Kivan de'ein ta'anu bari ata chayev li. And then also he maybe even chayev shuas heses because person is not being towing a bari, right? For sure we did four. How can you prove that? They said we did four, but you don't know if you did four or not, right? And therefore, he says that there wouldn't even be a Shuas Hesis, which we've touched on in the past. The concept of a Shuas Hesis is a different type of Shua than all other Shuas, right? The Rambam says in Ilchos Toin V'Nitan, there are three Shua Daraises, which are all Nishba V'Niftar. Shuas Moda V'Miksas, Shuas Eidechad, and Shuas HaShomrim. Those are the three. Swearing, and then the person who's swearing is Niftar. Then you have all the Shuos Drabanans, right? And those are all the ones listed in Mesecha Shvuos. The Nishba V'Notels. Shvuos Chenvani Apitkaso, and the Shvuos Pogim Shtaraso, all the other case listed in that long Mishnah in Mesecha Shvuos. And then the Rambam says, category three, and there's one other Shvuah, that's the Rabbanan, that's also Nishba V'Niftar. And that is, according to many Rishonim, that was a later Takana of the Amoraim. Shvuos Hesis does not appear in Mishnayos, right? It's later, Rav Nachman, right, Shvuos Hesis, so Machlokas Rishonim. But a number of Rishonim, including the Rambam, I think, says that it is a later Takana of Rav Nachman, Shvuos Hesis, as the Gemara's Lashon is, Lahafis Daito Shabbal Abayis. When's the Shvuah Hesis? There's no real basis for the Shvuah. You have no raya against me. You come and say, I owe you. You owe me money. And I say, no, I don't. And you don't have any rayas. But, you know, per ein adam towing elim kein yeshlo, a person doesn't come out of nowhere. So you know what? Take a Shvuah. But the big question in Shvuah Hesis is, how serious is that Shvuah? Do you focus on, well, he wouldn't be claiming unless he has some type of claim. Or do you say, focus on the other language of lahafis daito shabbal abayis. Just swear, no big deal. He doesn't really have a claim, but let's just swear anyway. So that is a big shaila in Hesis. What about Shvuas a tainus suffik, like the tainus shema that the Bach was just talking about? That is an important discussion that we have. Okay, one or two other points. Interesting, the Gemara here says, well, why don't you just look in the hole? Right? It says, they dug a hole. Look in the hole! You can't look in the hole. What's clear here? The clear is that if you could look, and you can check something, you don't just like argue about something without looking at the facts. Right? That's why we generally don't like to have what we call a machlokas and metzias. Right? If there's a metzias, just figure it out and look at it and don't ask. This is quoted, this idea that you can't really have a machlokas and metzias, and there's got to be always something more. It's quoted by the first Ramban in the third parak in Chulin. Right? This like, again, illustrated by this line in the Gemara, v'lechsi avidetayu, go check. The first Ramban in Elu Trefus says the Ramban, Mashenechlutu Chachme Yisrael betrefa imhi chaya o eno chaya. What the rabbis argued there in the Chulin, whether a animal that has a defect and is going to die within 24 hours, how could there be a machlokas about that? Just go to a zoologist and check. Tamua asked the Ramban, Heichlo batku bedavar benisyonos harbe. How didn't they check? Says the Rabban, Efshar Shekimu Menatrefo Sheim Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai Pam Achar Pam U'Matzu Shelohayim Miskaimo Shnei Masar Chodesh. Right? Maybe they did check. V'Yafal Pikein Mishe Rayos Chachmaso Al Kabbalaso Nesedes Lo Sheichaya Eino Chozer. He discusses this issue. He doesn't quote it, but it's really the first Yerushalmi in Maseches Chala. First, Rabbi Shechala also says that it's a machlokas. What's it doing there? Right? We know there are five grains that are chayiv and chala. But then there's a machlokas about number six, rice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that rice is also one of the grains. Right? Machlokas is also about hamotzi. But why? So the Gemara in Psachim and that Yerushalmi says, well, why are the five unique? Because they're ba'im lidei chimutz. Right? They cause the type of chemical process known as chimus, and all other grains cause what's called sirchon, some other type of chemical process. So the Gemara says, well, how could there be a machlokas about rice then? Does it cause chimus, or does it cause sirchon? Right? Why don't you just check, ask the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Yushalmi, in Chal, beginning of Chala, Aleph says, they did check. And they were both looking at the bowl, and they put the flour in, and they put the water in, and they're watching it. And all the rabbis are saying, see, look, there's chimutz. And Rebbe Maduri is saying, no, that's sirchon. They did a machlok, they did an experiment, and they were still arguing, because it wasn't a machlokas and mitzias. It was a machlokas of, does this mitzias go over the line into chimutz and not just sirchon? Meaning that it's a halachic machlokas. It's not just a chemistry machlokas. And that is how most machlokos have to be explained, not based on metzius, but based on other elements. Okay, let's continue a little more. Again, I still have to get back to that rush that I mentioned. One more answer says the Gemara, fourth answer about what is the case of the taromes where he said three and he ironed it out for four. The opposite. Go back to the previous case. The Balabayas said four, and he hired him out for three. Utaka Amrit Saver Vekabil. So what's the Taromes? Right? They accepted. No, Da Amri Le. Because they could say to him, Les Techal, Timna Tomi Balav. Come on. Right? Don't withhold the good from the Bailam. We're the Bailam. We really deserve those four. You offered those four. You're not going to give it to us? You know, come on. But it's Taromes. He doesn't have to. But they can still complain about it. The Ritva says, why doesn't the Balabaya say, why isn't Al Timna Tomi Bailav the other way? Why can't the Balabaya say to them, come on, you offer three, I don't have to give you. The answer is because he was already Megala Daito. He already said, I'll give four with no problem. So therefore, says the Ritva, you don't say it in the other direction. Leka lamemer lagabe balabayas nami ikim bishim atim natomi balav im I amaskir hu barba moise begimol, because he already said beferish goli daite denichalahu to give four, and therefore there's only atim natomi balav the other way. The Rush here in Simon Aleph discusses this financial relationship between the balabayas and the workers and the agent. And he says, the second, let me just find his lashon, it's an important lashon, he says, as a maskana, summing up the sugya, the iamar le'scharchem al balabayas, right, if he says four instead of three, and he says the balabayas is going to pay you chazinon, heichi miskri paulim bahutukta, how do general paulim get hired out in that place? If it's four, then you have to give four, even though the balabayas only has that three. If it's three, three. Why? If the balabayas said four, and then the agent says three, and the general going rate is three, v'i b'tlasa yahiv lutlasa. Why? D'kivan d'shani shliach shlichusei. This is not in the Gemara. Once the agent was meshane shlichus, batzla la shlichusei. Then the shlichus is batel. V'havi lei, kemanda avid lei stama d'dina, d'shakli kemina gamadina. Remember, we've had already, right? If I do work in your field and you get benefit from it, then you have to pay me, basically the going rate, right? As long as it's a total schus for you. There's nothing negative about it. So here, once the agent is mishana, midas balabayas, balabayas said four, let's say, and he says three, or the let's say that way, but the going rate is four. Once he's mishana, says the Rush, then he's out of the picture. And then it's like the workers are just doing work on behalf of the balabayas in his field, and you go by the going rate. So it's not always that you go by what the balabayas said, beferish or the agent. Sometimes it could be, in some of these cases, the whole thing falls apart, and it's just that the workers are working on their own behalf, and they get paid by the going rate. Okay, Vayter, next part of the Gemara. Pshita, yamale balabayas betlasav azal iu amale barba. Now we're getting into cases where there's another tricky factor. Not only do the balabayas say A, the shliach said B, but then the workers say, fine, we'll do whatever the balabayas said. So what do they mean by that? So pshita, yamale balabayas betlasa. If the balabayas said three, the azal iu armale barba, and then the agent said four, the amrile kamosh armale balabayas, and then they said, okay, we'll do whatever the balabayas says, daitayu ailuya. They don't have in mind to accept less, if that's what the balabayas said. Right, they only have in mind to, you know, be mosif. Okay, whatever the balabayas said. So if there's more, but not if there's less. Ella e amar, but out the other way. E amar le balabayas ba'ar ba'a. Va'azal iu amar lu betlasa. The balabayas said four. The agent says three. V'amri kamash amar balabayas. And then they say, okay, whatever the balabayas said, my. So in that case, what's the halacha? Adibura dide kasamchi. Do we say that these workers are really relying on the agent who said three? The amrile mehemetz lon the hachiyama balabayas, right? They're really saying, okay, whatever the balabayas said, meaning because they trust that the agent is expressing what the balabayas really said. Oh no, oh the madi bro, the balabayas kasafli. Or what they really mean is whatever the balabayas says, and therefore it would be four, not three. So what do they mean? What do they mean when a third party says, yeah, whatever the mishaleach said? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from a braisa in Meseches Gittin. Says the Says the Gemara. The case is, a woman says to a shliach, bring me my get. Bring me my get. And then the agent tells the, bring my get for my husband. And the agent goes to the husband and says, your wife said that I should be makabel to get on her behalf. Right? We know there are at least two types of shlichim in the world of gittin. There's a shlich laholacha and a shlich lakabala. The husband can make a shlich laholacha, bring the get to my wife, the gerusha will happen once she gets it, and then there's a shlich lakabala. The woman could appoint the shliach lekabala, and right when the shliach gets the get, so in that case she's divorced right away. This is not that case. This is the middle case. The woman, it's as if the woman is appointing a shliach laholacha here. The woman says, go bring me my get. And then the shliach lies and says, she told me to accept her get on her behalf. And therefore, v'ishchamer iskabu ligiti, v'hu omer, and then what does the husband say? Hela kamash amr. Okay, fine, whatever she says. So what's the case here? So Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravu, Amar Rav, Afilu Higia Get Liyada, Enemugureshes. Even when she has the get delivered to her, she's not divorced. What do you see from there? Shamas Mina, that the Bura Dideka Samech. You see from there that a third party, in this case the husband, is relying on the Shliach, and therefore the whole thing is null and void. Why? Because if he really means, okay, whatever she says, so then at least what does she say? Bring me the get. Right? Shliach laholacha. But you see, Rav Nachman Amar Ravu Amar Rav say? It doesn't work even when she gets the get. What does that mean? Bittul shlichus. Bittul shlichus, because I'm relying on what you said, agent. But what you said, agent, is not what she said. Therefore, she wasn't mitzava you. She wasn't mamana you. And therefore, the whole thing falls away. Tosfos and the Ritva here discuss, is it an exact parallel, like we know, like in our case of the Baal Bayis, there's better and worse. Like if the Baal Bayis says 3 and the Shliach says 4, it's obviously worse for the Baal Bayis. So is there a better and worse here? Is there an exact, or is just comparing? So Tosfos tries to work out that there's a better and worse. Tosfos says in like the fourth line of De'i, Afal gav dahay dekamer shliach iskabe ligiti, have ilu yitfei leba'au, she miskareshes yotze b'meira. If the husband wants to divorce his wife, the sooner it happens, the better. Right, in terms of financial obligations, the Tosfos has that line. The Ritva says, no, just different. You don't have to say it's better or worse. You don't have to say the comparison is in that regard. But either way, the Gemara assumes at this point, maybe there is a raya from there that when the third party says, that it means whatever you, the agent, has. There is a machlokas rishonim, major, in Maseches Gittin. It's alluded to here as well, and that is there a third category of shliach in the world of Gittin? We just said, there's a shliach laholacha of a man, shliach lakabala of a woman. Is there a third category? Based on this source, haveli giti. Is there something called a shliach hava'a? Meaning a third category, right? Rashi says here, no. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Hachi Garcinan, last kini lines. Haveli giti vishchamer iskabel giti. Haisha sharma leachad im timsaz baali emarlo shishalachli es giti biyatcha. Tell him to send the get in your hand. V'te'ase shlucho shel baali legarsheni. What does Rashi say? And be my husband shliach laholacha. Rashi is going out of his way to say there is no third category here. There's two categories. We don't know of a third category. And the Ritva also. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam says, Beferish, in Hilchos Gittin, there are three categories of Shlichem LeGereshin. In Perek Vav, in Hilchos Gereshin, that's what the Rambam talks all about, the Shlichem. The Rambam says, HaShliach She'oseh HaIsha LeKabala Gita Miad Baila, HuAnikra Shliach LeKabala. That is category number one. And then he says, later on, Habal ein yachol lasso shliach lekabel get liishto. The Baal can't make a shliach lekabala. Aval yachol lasso shliach laholicha get liishto. V'zeu anikra shliach halacha. Great. Halacha dalin. V'chein. Isha sholacha shliach lahavila gita miyad baila. V'zui anikra shliach hava'a. So the Rambam clearly has three categories of shlichim in the world of Gerishin. The Rambam has different halachas. Obviously, Hava and Halacha are similar, because in both of those, the woman's not divorced until she gets it. So the Rambam says, we'll have to get back to the Shem and Amid Beis, the Rambam says, Halacha and Hava do not need Edom to be appointed. But a Shliach LeKabbalah, the woman has to appoint a Shliach in front of Edom. We'll have to see why that should be, but let's first continue. So it says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi. So we have a Raya here that third party always is Somech Adibura of the agent. Amar Ravashi, not true. Haki Asha, wait a minute. Bishlamai Itmar Ifcha. Fine if the opposite was true. Meaning, if in your source, if the source was about that the Gerishin worked either time, then you could have a raya. Bishlama yidmar ifcha hiskaba legiti bishtacha amra habe legiti. If the woman says, be my shliach lekabala, and then the agent says that I'm here to be a shliach hava'a, bishtacha amra habe legiti, v'hu omer hela kamosha amra, and then the husband says, whatever she wants, so then in either direction, it would be a raya. If the gerushin happens right when he gets the get, so alma that dibura didaka samach, then it would be a raya that we rely that this it's considered the husband, the third party, relies on the mishaleach because she says shleich lekabala inami or mishigiyeg liyada mugureshes alma that dibura didaka samach, or it would be a raya the other way if you say the gerushin worked once she gets the get. Ela hasam, but in our case, what's the halacha? She's not divorced. That's no raya to anything. Why? It could be the second that he says something different, the whole thing is batel, like the Rush said before. Ela hasam, mishim ta'akar shliach l'shlichusei legamrei. Da'amar lei, shliach l'kabala, avina l'halacha lo avina. You can't prove anything from our case of Gittin to our case of the agent by the workers and the balabayas. Cause you, that says it does not work? No, that's all right. That could just be bittul shlichus. And therefore, you don't prove whether in a case of a regular non-bittul shlichus, whether he relies on the mishaleach or on the shliach. There is a big discussion here. The Mishnah Lamalach discusses, based on the Tosfos in Gittin, says, if you don't notice it unless you look closely, the Gemara said, no! If it would have said the opposite, then it would have been a raya. But besides, what does the opposite mean? The opposite meaning saying that the gerushin would work. But if you look closely, the Gemara also flipped the case. What was the original case? She said, be my shliach hava'ah, and the shliach said that she said, I'm the shliach lekabala. But here, it's flipped. She says, be my shliach lekabalah, and the shliach says, I'm a shliach halacha. Why did it flip it like that? Right? It didn't only flip that the gerushin works, but it flipped the case. So Tosfos again then says, lav davka. It flipped it for technical reasons. The Mishnah Melech says, the chiddush is that here, he is accepting to do even less. And also, right? Because here, he says, to do even more. Here, in this case, it's still called the bittul shlichus, even though, right, what's harder for the shliach? To have a shlevet back to the woman. It'd be much easier if it's divorced right away. And he's saying, I'm going to do more. She says, be my shliach lekabala. He says, no, I'm going to do more. So even there, no, that's a bittul shlichus. So he says it on technical grounds that's why it switched it to tell us that chiddush. But others suggest that it could be, if he changed to a shliach lekabala, that would be even totally obvious of Akira's Ashlichus. Because the Shliach LeKabbalah, and again, this is, you might have said it works in both directions also, but Shliach LeKabbalah is a very different type of Shliach than a Shliach LeHalacha, and there are many differences in Halacha. We discussed this back in Maseches Gittin, just the one that we just mentioned. Why should you have to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalah in front of Edom and not the other two? A Shliach LeKabbalah is a real stand-in for the woman. It's a real identity, even if you don't say it by regular Shlichus, this is a real stand-in. Shliach LeHalacha is a yad, it's an extension of the husband, but it's not dafka that he is becoming the husband. And there are other rayas to this as well. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but we discussed this in Gittin. So that could be also why it was flipped. If she says, be my Shliach LeKabbalah, which is a super duper qualitatively type, okay, then to do less, it's not it is a change, once you say it's qualitatively different, but it's less of a problem to do that than to go in the other direction. If he accepts to be a shliach, if he says I'm a shliach lekabala and he was never empowered to be a shliach lekabala, then forget it. This is a unique type of shlichus, nothing to talk about, nothing gets off the ground. Okay, that could be also behind that flip. Weiter. Iba Yesema, a second approach to the whole Mishnah. Iba Yesema, hi Tana. Remember, we started off today on the top of the Gemara, right? That really, Hitu Zezem means the workers tricked each other. Maybe that's not what it means. Iba Yesema, hi Tana, Chazru Nami Hitu Karile. No, even if the workers just retracted on their word and they don't want to do their work, that also could be called hitu. The Tanya, as the Bryce says, Beferish. Hasokra so umnim vehitu as balabayas. O balabayas hitu, O son, elam zezel ataromas. Meaning he could use the language of our Mishnah talking about either the employers or the employees tricked each other. Period. Now we have a couple of limitations on everything we've been speaking about when the workers, either the balabayas or the workers, retract in the middle of the day. Bamed, varmamurim, when do we say that there's only taromes, shelo holchu, where they didn't go to their job yet? Aval holchu, chamarim, alamatsu tzvua, but if they went, paulu, nubatsu, sadek, shilacha, if they went and then the employer says, nah, I don't need your work, nosilam schar mishlam, you have to pay them. Avalena doma baton lebo rekan osa malacha liyoshi vibatel. He doesn't have to pay them for doing the job, but he has to pay them some fee. You know, if they committed to work for you and now they can't get any other job for the rest of the day, so you have to pay them. You have to pay them for something, even if it's not paying them in full. Tosfos says here, holchu and lo holchu is lav dafka. It just means if it's too late for them to get hired out for any other work. Right, that's what Tosfos says. Don't take Holchu and Holchu literally. But the Ramban here says an important yisod. The Ramban, and the Ritva quotes it, but it's also in the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, just like there is a kinyan in many other areas of halacha, once they go there and they start, they go onto the land, that's a kinyan of an employee. Kishem sheshar dvarim niknin bekinyan, kein schiras poalim niknes, bahascholas malacha. And he says, there's a kinyan here. There's a magical time. And he says, holchu is dafka. They went and they started. Right? Even if maybe they would be able to find other work. But this is a status change. Now he's called a poel, and that's why certain effects kick in. One limitation. Rashi says now we're switching to, from a day worker to also, to include kablanis, a job. This is only where the work has not started yet. If they haven't done anything yet, so there's nothing to pay them for yet, for in terms of the malacha. We're going to have a machlokas here in the braisa. Malacha shamin le mashasu. Figure out how much they've done and you pay them for that. Ketzan, for example, kiblu kamaliksar bishnei slime. They accept to do a job for 8 dinar. 2 slime is 8 dinar. Katru chatzia v'nichu chatzia. They did half the job. Beged la'arog bishnei slime. Argu chatzia v'nichu chatzia. Shaman lahem es masha asu. Says the Tanakama, you pay them for what they did. It does not matter how much the rest of the job is going to cost you. Even if it went up or down. This is against the Tan of our Mishnah. Right, you pay them for what they did. And if it's whatever's left is 6, you pay them 4. They did half the job. Or they finish the job and they get the rest of what the agreed upon amount was. We'll see later on what that extra line is. But that's the Tanakama. That's not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Dosa Omer. This is like our Mishnah. No. You got to figure out how much the Balabayas has left to pay. So you got to figure out how much work they left the employer high and dry. If they did work of 6, so then nosin lahem, and he was mischayev to pay them 8. So nosin lahem shekel. So he has to give them a shekel hayafeshisha means if there's 6 left to take, that's how much it would cost him to do the rest of the work. He only has to pay them 2. Even if they did 4, they did work of 4, but now price went up, there's 6 left, I'm only giving you 2. Or you can finish the job, and then I'll pay you what we committed to. So, machlokes here between Rabbi Dosa and the Tanakama, do you focus on what has been done, or what is left? Last line, and this is all by something that has not been totally ruined. If you pay them and then go find other workers. And as we said, Ketan Matan, how do you trick them? I'll pay you double. And in that way, maybe, he could trick them. How high could you hire other workers and charge them? Doesn't matter how long, even a lot. And this, by the way, is also only if you can't find other workers at the same price. But if you can find other workers, he can hire more expensive workers and charge them if there are other workers at the lower price that he could find. Period. We'll have to stop here by Tani, and we will continue here in Asochar Esa Omer.